T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hope you get a chance to get out and enjoy the beautiful afternoon. We were already approaching 70 at lunchtime, high in the lower to middle 70s. Top local stories at midday. The Fort Worth ISD superintendent announces he'll be stepping down. More on our top local story from KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
Fort Worth ISD Superintendent Dr. Ken Scribner has announced that he is retiring from the district at the end of his contract, which expires August 31st, 2024. Scribner was hired in October of 2015, and in a video message posted onto the district's website, he reflects fondly on his time in Fort Worth.
My time in Fort Worth has been the high point of my career, both personally and professionally. I have been blessed in many ways in moving my family here.
During Scribner's tenure as Fort Worth ISD superintendent, voters in the district passed 2 construction bond packages totaling almost $2 billion. The school board will discuss Scribner's pending retirement at a special board meeting next Tuesday. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And we will soon find out if Dallas Superintendent Michael Inahosa is leaving the district. KRLD's Alan Skaya is at Dallas ISD headquarters.
Yeah, Superintendent Michael Inahosa, he has not confirmed his plans, but he may be planning to leave the district. Inahosa is now 65 years old. He spent 2 different periods here as superintendent, becoming superintendent the first time in 2005. Then he left to take a job in Georgia in 2011. Then he returned in 2015. He's led the district through the pandemic. He also had that successful attempt for that $3 billion bond. That was the largest bond in Texas history. But the school board, they're in closed session now. They may be discussing his plans to leave the district. They're planning a press conference coming up at 1:30. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Check in with us throughout the afternoon for updates on that story. It's a scene that's playing out all over the country.
We've had to close hospital rooms temporarily overnight and things like that. We have over 800 staff out with COVID.
Dr. Joseph Chang at Parkland Hospital is not alone. Health and Human Services says almost 23% of hospitals in the U.S. don't have enough doctors and nurses for full staffing. More than 80% of hospital beds are filled, more than 20% taken up by COVID patients. Masks, vaccine cards, and mandatory COVID tests. If you want to see the Dallas Symphony Orchestra play, you're going to have to get on board. More from KRLD's Bailey Friday.
The Dallas Symphony Orchestra is cracking down on its COVID safety protocols. Starting today, if you want to see a show, you'll need to show proof you've been vaccinated or that you've recently tested negative for the virus. If you can't do that, you'll need to be willing to take a COVID test on the spot. The DSO has ordered thousands of rapid tests, and it's giving them out free of charge.
It's not the perfect solution, but we're doing our very best, and it's our obligation to try to keep our audience as safe as possible.
Kim Noltemy is president and CEO of the Dallas Symphony. She says if you test positive, you won't be allowed in the music hall. Other precautions are being taken as well, like social distancing and mandatory masks. Musicians are being tested 2 to 3 times a week, and still some COVID cases have crept in. Noltemy says it impacts the whole orchestra, so they're being as careful as possible. Bailey Friday, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Dallas man who was driving a stolen car when he got into a deadly accident in Carrollton in November has been indicted for murder. 29-year-old Joseph Warren is accused of blasting through a red light and T-boning a car, killing graduate student Rohit Khanna. Jolene DeVito with Carrollton Police says there was an officer who was only a couple of blocks away when the wreck happened. They were unable to help the victim when he arrived on the scene.
This was a young man who was beloved. He was very talented and had a bright future in front of him, and just gone in an instant. This one was heartbreaking.
Warren was also indicted on two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon for injuring two others in that car. You may have seen the empty shelves that continue at your grocery store. KRLD's Russell Scott reports those issues caused by higher transportation costs and by higher COVID-related labor costs.
Gary Huddleston is the grocery consultant for the Texas Retailers Association. He says shortages are across the board, but things from Texas may be easier to find.
And definitely if it's produced in Texas, like Bluebell. I haven't seen many out of stocks on Bluebell ice cream, which is a good thing.
He says Texas products have a lower shipping cost, but labor costs are the biggest reason for the empty grocery store shelves.
I think you'll see more and more self-checkout in the stores just because of the labor. And I think you'll also see more and more home delivery and pick up, order online and pick up the store.
Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Texas Baptist Men now sending volunteers to Colorado to help some of the thousands who are still recovering from a massive, devastating wildfire.
There is some hope. And that's what we want to do is bring, you know, a physical hope, a physical help, and a physical healing, but also spiritual help, hope, and healing.
David Wells is director of disaster relief for TBM. He says teams from Dallas and Amarillo will spend the next 10 days sifting through debris in some of the hardest hit neighborhoods in Colorado. They're looking for jewelry, precious metals, and other things that may have survived the fire. Wells says typically about a 5-gallon bucket's worth of salvageable belongings is recovered from each home. If you'd like to help, we have information on how to do so at KRLD.com.
Thanks for listening to the All Local, updated several times a day. Download the All Local on the Odyssey app and listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD anytime, anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.